Over the last year, we've completed what's called a 10-year health life safety study, and that's worked on by our architects and engineers, and they tell us where our school buildings are deficient in the current school code. And they identified, and the state board agreed, that we had about $3.1 million worth of work to bring all of our facilities up to snuff. Right now, we've got about a little over $1 million worth of the required work that we have to complete within a 12-month time period. And we're going to go ahead and issue bonds in the amount that will cover the entire scope of work that we'll need to complete over the next 5 years. But right now, we're looking at moving ahead with some significant projects this summer. The most visible will be the auditorium project at the high school.
And what are some of the other, I guess, bullet points down the road over the next 5 years?
Well, a lot of those things are not visible to the community so much. There are things like exiting, so it's doors and some windows, and we've still got a significant amount of asbestos removal across the district that we need to deal with. So those are the kinds of issues that, you know, unfortunately, we spend a lot of dollars to take care of those things, but we don't see a lot of change in our actual facilities.